Let's apply net carrying to the context of what you're going through right now, which is being in a course. You probably have taken other courses and you probably will continue to. And I have noticed that most people do not make use of probably the greatest value of a course, in my opinion, is not the content that the teacher gives to you. That's fine. That's part of the value. And the greatest value in the course isn't even you trying to do the stuff on your own. I think the greatest value in the course is the curation of the community that comes together around the topic and around a set of values. That's much harder to do because information, as someone who sells information, I shouldn't say this, but information is so easy and cheap now to get through internet search, through our AI search, AI conversations, just through online groups, you can get information. But the curation of a dedicated community of students around a topic, that is worth paying for. Why? Because you can't find, it's hard to find another group of people who are dedicated to making progress on a particular project or topic or skill together, you know, a particularly in a particular, you know, in a set time window. But even if you're taking the evergreen course, the people who are there obviously are interested in the topic. So what I've noticed is that most students do not make use of that great value of a course. They aren't reaching out to each other. They aren't net carrying with one another. And it's like, as you know, when you're net carrying in the real world among strangers, people who aren't friends yet, it can be awkward to know how to start the conversation. Right? And people might assume you have some agenda or something like that, which you probably do, right? You would like to, you know, maybe have a potential client or a potential collaborator or something like that. That's understandable. There's nothing wrong with having an agenda or having an intention for what a connection might become. But with a course, you have an acceptable agenda to reach out to someone to say, hey, I saw that you're in this course. I saw your profile, if they have a profile of their student profile, or I saw your comment and I liked what I saw because of this and because of that. And I would, you know, since we're both in the course, I wonder if you want to get together briefly to talk about the course and how we're applying it and, you know, kind of share ideas with each other, share feedback, maybe accountability if you're up for it. Most students don't do this. I have been teaching courses for 14 years, and I just am just shocked at how little of that goes on in courses. And whenever I take courses, I'm like one of the only people doing this. So the fact that you're watching this means you're going to be one of the few who reach out to others in the course. Not just in this course, but in, you know, this course, you'll probably get more people reaching out to you because of this lesson, but in other courses. Okay. So let me look at my notes real quick here. So every single course you take is a rich source of colleagues who are actively growing in the topic that you're interested in too. You know, and by the way, colleagues who are meeting many other people because they're actively building that skill and they're going to take other courses and they have their own network. And so it's like these people are like, it's really high leverage connections, basically. You're meeting people who have a growing web of relevant, probably relevant connections for you. Okay. And number two, most students don't comment, number one. But number two, most students don't reply to other people's comments. And so when you are one of the few people or one of the only people who reply to a comment, they're like, who is this? Right? Okay, so what are we practicing when we're net carrying within a course? A couple things. One is we're practicing deep listening. Whether you are responding to someone's comment or whether you're meeting with that person and sharing ideas from the course and, you know, accountability, and you get to practice really listening to what is their experience of the course's topic, what are their struggles around it, what's really working for them, why do they think it's working, you know, all that stuff. And then you learn. You really, I mean, if you want to really want to learn a topic, you not only try to apply it yourself, but you watch and really study how others are applying the thing, right? So deep listening. Number two, deep encouragement is also what we're practicing. Learning a new skill is vulnerable. And students don't encourage each other often enough. I mean, when I'm in a course and I you know, I make a comment about what I'm trying out, I rarely get a reply. And when I do, I feel so encouraged. So deep encouragement is what we're practicing as well. Specifically appreciating that person's energy, that person's, you know, something they said, their efforts, right? If they did something and something worked or something didn't work, you still can appreciate and encourage them on the path. Share your own vulnerability about your maybe sense of, oh, I don't know if this is going to work for me either. I'm with you in this, right? Or, oh, I tried this too. And yeah, I had a difficult time with that too, right? Someone says, I'm having a difficult time with this. They feel pretty vulnerable. So encouragement. And then let's move on to talking about reaching out for one-to-one, because like I said, most students don't do that with each other. So what do you do when you reach out to a fellow course participant for NetCaring? Like I said in the beginning, hey, I appreciate this particular comment you wrote, or I appreciate that you've been writing about this in the comments, or I appreciate the profile you set this, or I found you in the directory and I you know, looked you up on Facebook or whatever, or looked you up on Instagram, and I like that this is the work you're doing. Ideally, you would reach out to somebody who has a profile written, so it doesn't seem like you're like stalking them or something, but you know, so reach out to someone who has a profile or who've added comments, right? And then offer to say, hey, if you're up for it, I would love to get together even just for 15 minutes or 30 minutes to see how we can support each other in the course. To just even to share what we're doing with the material will help us to apply it more, because it's more on, you know, on the top of my minds. And lastly, and then we'll move on from here. When you are one of the engaged commenters in the course, this is what happened. Meaning when you're one of the few who are commenting in the lessons, and also when you are like studying other people's comments and things like that, guess what? You become more of an expert about the student reactions about the course than sometimes the instructor is. Actually, I as an instructor of a course, I really would appreciate your help with that, right? Like when I start teaching a course, especially when it's like during the live, you know, 3 weeks, 6 weeks I'm teaching, I'm inundated with the course comments, right? I'm grateful at this point. I have enough students where people make comments. And I guarantee you, if you read the comments and engage with it, you're going to be more expert than me on how the students really feel about things. And if you came to me and said, George, I just wanted to share with you, now that I've been reading the comments, here's kind of like the general theme I'm sensing. Here's the general struggle. I hope this is helpful. Maybe you already know this. And if so, maybe this is a reinforcement of that. But I wanted to share with you what I'm seeing. I would be so great. I mean, I think most instructors, hopefully instructors are open to that kind of, I am super open to that kind of thing. Most instructors be like, wow, thank you. Yeah, I've been drowning in comments, or I just, even if it's like 20 comments, I haven't had the chance to, because I'm preparing the materials, right? So, and you know, if you're reaching out to the instructor and sharing what you're seeing, the instructor might bring you on as some kind of case study. If you're much more, you have a connection with the instructor now, and you're much more able to say, hey, you know what, if you want to use me as a case study for the course, because I'm actively working through it, I'm meeting with another course student or several other course students, I would be happy to be a testimonial for the course, or the case study for it, or even to share a particular insight that I got that you haven't mentioned yet. I don't know if you will, but you know, I'll share this insight, or I'll share a different perspective that might be helpful, right? Most instructors, I would say instructors who are themselves students of the topic, would be really open to that. I am. So I hope this is helpful. This kind of NetCaring is, like I said, rarely done in courses. And you're taking courses anyway, so you might as well apply your net carrying skills among this rich source of relevant colleagues. So I hope this is helpful. I look forward to seeing your comments below. Thanks.